the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Hi, honey. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Hi, honey.
Where are the kids?
Oh, they're around somewhere.
Just hit the dinner bell. They'll come out of the woodwork.
You know, I think I just worked up an appetite.
Well, I didn't know my salad shook you up like that.
How'd Marcia's appointment go with the dentist?
They put braces on her.
I was hoping that wouldn't be necessary.
Well, the x-rays confirmed it. They say if she wears braces now, it'll save her bite.
Well, it had to be and had to be.
Cheer up, Mr. Brady. They won't hurt her looks hardly at all.
Thanks, Alice.
Well, they say she only has to wear them for a little while. Dr. Ruskin said that the correction isn't that difficult.
How's Marcia taking it?
Like a real trooper. That girl hasn't said a word since she got home.
I'm ugly. Ugly. Ugly.
Oh, I just called her.
So did I, a couple of times.
Yeah, well, I'll go up and get her. You and the kids start without me.
Okay.
I can hardly wait to see Marcia's braces.
But didn't she show them to you?
No. Bobby and I offered her a quarter, but she wouldn't open her mouth.
Marcia. Marcia?
What is it, Dad?
Honey, it's dinner time. We're all waiting for you.
Pass the butter, please.
What?
My teeth are sore. Is it okay if I don't come down?
Alice made your favorite spaghetti, honey. That's very soft.
I'm not hungry.
Well, okay, you don't have to come down now, but if you get hungry later, you can have your dinner in the kitchen, all right?
Okay.
How's the spaghetti, dear?
I don't know.
Why didn't you open your mouth and chew some?
It tastes like lead. These braces even ruin spaghetti.
Oh, honey, you'll get used to them soon, and then everything will taste normal again.
I'll never get used to them. I hate them.
Marcia, lots of children have to wear braces. Well, Dr. Ruskin will take them off soon, and you'll be prettier than ever.
By that time, I'll be an old maid. 20.
You only have to wear them for a little while.
The school dance is in 2 weeks. I don't think I want to go, Mom.
Alan's going to be very disappointed.
Well, how do you think he'll feel if he has to dance with me all night? Every time I smile, I'll look like an electric can opener.
I don't think that's fair. I mean, after all, you did accept his invitation. Braces or no braces.
I don't want Alan or anybody else to see me now. At least not with my mouth open.
Marcia, braces can't change the feelings of a real friend. And they could never change the feelings of those who love you.
Maybe you're right, Mom.
Well, your dress for the dance will be ready tomorrow. Do you still want me to pick it up?
I guess so. Maybe Alan will like me more when he realizes what I'm willing to go through for him.
That's my girl. Now eat.
You know, it's not going to be easy at first. So we all have to be very understanding. Your sister's at an age in which she's very conscious of her looks.
You mean she's boy crazy.
Yes, some people call it that. Though there is nothing very crazy about it, and someday you're going to make that same wonderful discovery, too.
Like you and Mom did when you met each other?
Yes, just like that.
Would you have married Mom if she wore braces?
Sure I would. She'd be just as beautiful to me. And so is Marcia, and that's what I want you to reassure her of.
I don't think any girls are beautiful.
That's because you're not girl crazy yet.
Marcia is not just a girl, Peter. She's your sister.
I don't know if I could tell her she's beautiful. I never said anything like that to a girl before.
All right, then don't say it now. Just treat her like you always have. Ignore the braces. Pretend they're not even there, see?
Marcia's in there.
Daddy said to act natural. And I always barge in on Marcia when she's in the bathroom.
It's locked.
Who is it?
It's me.
Can't come in.
Why not?
I'm brushing my teeth.
Well, I gotta brush mine too.
Remember, don't look at her braces. Seen them.
Billy Minkus wears them. He's in my class and his are neat.
Well, mine aren't.
He can make great bird noises by whistling through them. Sometimes he makes noises without even trying.
Great.
Peter, you're late for school.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, see you later, Marcia. Oh, yeah. Braces are great for magic tricks. Billy puts a magnet up to his braces and runs it clean across his mouth with his tongue. He's a riot.
Peter.
Okay, I'm going.
Don't forget your milk, sweetie. It's good for your teeth.
Nothing will help mine.
Hogwash. When those braces come off of there, you're going to be gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
How do you know?
Because I used to wear them myself. You look scrumptious, just like Cinderella. Turn.
I feel more like one of the ugly stepsisters. All the kids at the assembly today stared at me.
You were just imagining it.
No, I wasn't. Greg told a joke, And I laughed, and I got my lip caught in the braces, and everybody stared at me.
Well, you're just self-conscious about it. Like when you've got a run in your stocking, you're sure the whole world is looking.
I saw Alan stare at me. He made funny faces.
It's all in your head.
It's all in my mouth. Even my own family's making fun of me.
Marcia.
I don't think I want to go to the dance anymore.
Marcia, it's a woman's privilege to change your mind. But you change yours so often, you're going to wear it out before your 13th birthday.
Wow.
Is that your new dress for the dance?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's divine.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you told her. She doesn't believe me.
Well, sometimes people say things just to be nice.
Would we say things just to be nice to you? We're your brother and sister.
Then you didn't really mean it.
Of course they meant it.
I wonder if I can believe anything anyone in this family says to me. At all.
Honest. It's a real pretty dress. Even if it doesn't cover up your braces.
Marcia? Marcia, you in there?
Alan's downstairs. Wants to talk to you about the dance.
I'm not going.
Well, if that's your decision, I think you ought to tell him yourself.
Can I write him a note?
Come on. Honey, listen. Let me give you some advice, man to woman.
You're going to tell me that braces won't make any difference to my real friends.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Listen, did you know that the encyclopedia says that some of history's most beautiful women wore braces when they were young girls? Did you know that Cleopatra, some authorities say, wore braces?
Cleopatra? Wow. Her braces must have been gorgeous.
Yeah, and they've improved them in the last few thousand years, too. See there, you could put a diamond in there and a big pearl, a big lumpy emerald right in the middle.
Hi, Alan. I'm glad you dropped by. This is a very nice surprise.
Well, I'm glad you're glad, because I have another very nice surprise, which isn't so very nice. I can't take you to the dance.
Why not?
Well, my parents have to go out of town next weekend.
So what?
I've got to go with them.
I don't believe you.
Honest, it's the truth.
You're lying. You just don't want to be seen with the girl who has braces, like I do now. I hate you, Alan Anthony. I hate everybody.
But Marcia, honest.
Like an expectant father.
Well, I am. Listen, is my daughter going to have a little trauma or is it going to be a big one?
A little one. I think she's over it already. She stopped crying and she's invited Cindy into the bathroom with her.
Hey, that's a good sign.
Oh, I wonder why Alan's parents decided to leave town at this time.
She didn't believe him. Listen, maybe if you had his mother call. Hmm?
Oh, I don't think that would do much good. Right now, Marcia's convinced that she's Dracula's daughter.
That makes me Dracula.
Sorry, dear. Hey, how about another boyfriend? I mean, if someone else invited Marcia to the dance, it might restore her confidence.
Honey, where's she going to find another boy at this late date?
How about our address book? We have a lot of friends with sons. Hmm. How about, Rosalind Schaller? She has a son, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think he's a lieutenant in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah, he is a little old.
A little old, yes.
Well, how about Mary Jane Reynolds? She has a son just the right age.
Harold?
Well, he's always liked Marcia. I'm sure he'd love to take her to the dance.
Isn't he that shy kid?
Right. Well, he'll need a little encouragement. But I think I'll call Mary Jane. Hi. Suppose he doesn't want to take her.
He better, or he'll have to tangle with Count Dracula.
How'd you get the kink in your neck?
I gave Joy Michelson a karate chop.
And you got a stiff neck?
And then he gave me a karate chop.
Oh. Say, isn't Joy the boy that used to have the crush on Marcia?
Yeah, but he swore off girls. He likes karate better.
Well, it's less dangerous.
Why'd you ask me about Joy?
I was just wondering if he might be interested in taking Marcia to the dance.
Nah, no chance.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, it's a shame she's not going.
Yeah, that is a shame.
All right.
You sure are strong, Joy.
I got you down that time.
Too bad you don't know about leverage. You'd be a great wrestler.
Well, what's leverage?
It's applying force with a lot less pressure. We studied that in physics. You know, you're the worst student in the whole class.
You keep telling me that.
Well, it's true.
Okay, so it's not my best subject. That's why I asked you to help me study for the final.
I changed my mind.
Why?
I guess I don't have the time.
Greg, if I flunk physics, I'm gonna lose my place on the wrestling team.
How bad do you want it?
Real bad.
Well, they say every man has his price.
Hi. That'll be $8.21.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Eddie.
What's wrong?
Very little. You'll do just fine.
Keep the change.
$1.79?
$1.79.
Wow, that's the biggest tip I ever got.
Well, there's lots more where that came from.
Just for delivering groceries?
Not exactly.
That must be Harold.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Mr. Brady?
Yes. Who are you?
Eddie, the delivery boy.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, I didn't bring any groceries, Mr. Brady. I came to see Marcia.
You did?
Yes. Aren't you going to let me in?
Oh, yeah. Come on. In.
Eddie, what are you doing here at this late hour?
I got here when you told me to.
Isn't that nice? Well, suppose I go upstairs and get Marcia.
Wait a minute, Alice. I think you better let me handle this.
Well, of course, Mr. Brady. But I'll be upstairs with the other children in case there's any good news to tell.
Come on, Ed, sit down. Eddie, I'm expecting someone. Now, you just make yourself comfortable, and I'll be right with you. Joey!
Is anything wrong, Mr. Brady?
No. I was just expecting someone else. Come on in.
Greg, there's somebody here to see you.
Well, I didn't come to see Greg.
Who did you come to see?
Marcia.
Joey, I think you better come sit down. You two know each other?
Hi.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Joey.
Evening, Mrs. Brady.
Hi, Mrs. Brady.
Sit down, boys. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Something to do.
Oh, it's Harold.
Another count he heard from.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Joey.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Harold? What are you doing here?
I...
Harold, why don't you take a seat there with the others in the bullpen? Marcia, I think we ought to have a little talk alone.
Now?
Marcia.
Mother, please. You're both embarrassing me.
Marcia.
Mother, please. I'd like to see what they want.
Come on, honey. We'll be in the den.
We should have told her.
Well, we tried to.
I guess it was a bad idea to begin with.
No, it couldn't have been that bad. If three people in the same house had the same idea.
Well, maybe it'll all work out. Maybe only one of them will ask her. Maybe...
So you've all been bribed. All of you. Good night.
I better go upstairs and talk to her.
I better say something to her male visitors, and I'm not sure what.
Miss, I'd like to return this dress.
Oh, doesn't it fit?
Oh, it fits. Doesn't fit me. Not that it matters.
Would you be interested in something else?
A volume on child psychology without braces.
Stop brooding, Mike. Marcia's a very sensible girl. She'll get over it.
I know. The question is, can I get over the disappointment?
Well, we did all we could. Maybe too much. There'll be other dances.
I guess you're right.
Alice is there.
I better go. The stag line may be forming again. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Brady.
What's new?
Nothing much. Alice went up to get Marcia. Your daughter, she spends a lot of time upstairs.
That's the way girls are. When are you leaving with your parents?
We're not going. That's what I came to tell Marcia.
You mean you are going to take her to the dance?
You bet. That's what I wanted to tell her.
Did you hear that, Marcia?
Yeah. How much are they paying you?
Paying me? Who? What are you talking about?
Why are you going to take me to the dance?
Gee, Marcia, that's a silly question.
Tell me, Alan. I want to know.
I want to take you to the dance because I like you. I really like you. Marcia, you act real crazy sometimes, but you're still the grooviest looking girl in the whole school.
Thanks, Alan.
Will you go with me?
I'm so happy I could cry.
What, again?
That's what young ladies are made of. Miss, yesterday I returned a party dress.
Yes, I will remember.
It was black, white, with a pink for a young girl.
You said it wasn't quite your size.
Well, have you sold it yet?
No, it's still here.
Oh, good. I want to buy it back again.
You must have found your volume on child psychology.
No, it's just that Alan's family decided not to go out of town after all. See, what happened was,
if it ends well, there's no need to explain. And I'm sure it will end well. If the girl wears this...
She'll look like a dream.
Are you real sure you want to go with me?
Of course I do. Why shouldn't I?
I flew over the handlebars on my bike. Nearly knocked all my teeth out. I've got to wear these things until the roots get strong again.
No, I'd go through it all over again. Just to see the expressions on their faces as they went out the door.
I felt like crying.
That must run in the family.
Mike. Would you love me if I had to wear braces?
Every chance I get.